AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. Another shutdown for parts of the federal government is expected this weekend as lawmakers debate new restrictions on President Donald Trump's immigration enforcement agenda. Funding for the Department of Homeland Security is set to expire Saturday. Democrats say they won't help approve more funding until new restrictions are placed on federal immigration operations after the fatal shooting of two U.S. citizens in Minneapolis last month. AP correspondent Emma Burrows reports world leaders are descending on Germany for the annual Munich Security Conference to discuss global issues.
Last year, Vice President J.D. Vance came and launched a blistering attack on America's European allies, forcing leaders to confront a future where the U.S. is not always aligned with Europe. Since then, President Donald Trump has berated Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in the Oval Office. The White House has largely cut Europeans out of direct negotiations between Ukraine and Russia to end the war. And Trump threatened to use force to take control of Greenland, part of America's NATO ally Denmark.
There's another resignation linked to Jeffrey Epstein, AP's Donna Warder.
The top lawyer for investment bank Goldman Sachs, Kathy Remler, is resigning after emails between her and Jeffrey Epstein showed a close relationship. Remler was also White House counsel in the Obama administration. Remler has called Epstein a monster in recent statements. But before he was arrested a second time for sex crimes in 2019, she called Epstein Uncle Jeffrey in emails and said she adored him. After she left the White House in 2014, Remler received several expensive gifts from Epstein, including luxury handbags and a fur coat. Epstein had already been convicted of sex crimes in 2008. I'm Donna Water.
The U.S. military reported two major incidents that occurred in recent days tied to the massive buildup of forces in the Caribbean Sea. A Marine who died after falling overboard and a collision between two Navy ships that left two sailors with minor injuries. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Zutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks shook off a wobbly start and are heading a touch higher on Wall Street after an encouraging update on inflation. The S&P 500 rose 0.2% in the first hour of trading Friday. The index had its biggest pullback since November a day earlier. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 83 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite was little changed. Treasury yields fell in the bond market after the government reported that inflation slowed last month by more than expected. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.06%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Ukrainian skeleton athlete Vladislav Hereskovich's appeal of disqualification has been denied by a court of arbitration for sport. His helmet honoring more than 20 athletes and coaches killed since Russia invaded his country 4 years ago broke rules against making statements on the field of play. More on that on APNews.com. I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.